Welcome, welcome, one and all, to World Tonger Federation News, your quantum multidimensional one-stop shop for all things Tongerverse. What is Tonger, you ask? The better question is, what isn't Tonger? It starts with a simple pair of kitchen tongs and your favorite playlist, and ends in curing all that ails you. Don't believe us? Tune in and find out for yourself.
And we're live.
Welcome, good everyone. Morning. Good morning, is it? No, I don't think so, but that's okay. No, somewhere in the multiverse it is.
In Hawaii it is. George Monty. Good morning, George Monty.
Oh, good morning, George. Nice to see you, friend. Welcome to World Federation. Oh, can I speak properly? World Tonger Federation News, everyone. Please and thank you, Universe, for the assist. Or not, but that's fine.
That is fine. You know who else thinks it's fine? Hey, I'll tell you this guy right here. It's totally fine. It's never been fine before.
Who is this?
That's Ron Dangerfield.
Oh, my Lord. I love that. That is fantastic. Oh, what's up, Rodney? How you doing, friend?
I'm getting a little tiny tong over here, and he's going to do like a whole bunch of tonger material.
Oh, with please the and thank you. Oh, I love. Yeah. I'm so excited for this. This is going to be great.
And then I'm going to just spray him with like whiteboard stuff.
Why?
Because it says Expo on it, which we'll get to, which, by the way, is one of the 10 commandments of Tonger.
Okay. I'm ready. Please do get into this. I must know why Rodney Dangerfield needs to be doused with something that says Expo on it.
Because it's fun.
Okay, good enough for me. That's enough. Because it's fun will always and forever be a good enough reason for me. Can we add that to the Tonger commandments, please, somewhere?
Yes. And we'll do one better. We will have a tong holding up Rodney Dangerfield.
See? Oh, that can be, there's so much merch just waiting to be made from the tongers that hold up things. I need a tong, little tongs tree that I can use as a jewelry tree, right? And you can have my tong earrings and my little tong necklaces and my tong bracelets. I can't wait for this Etsy shop. It's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be gorgeous. It already is. We're pulling it in from the multiverse. Folks who are watching back home, you are part of a multiversal experience here with all of us. So I want to welcome everybody. I think we got somebody in the comments already. We have the great, the one and only.
Hello. Today. Welcome to the Tongerverse. We're glad that you could be here, fellow Tongarian.
Absolutely. Jada, we know you're getting the Tonger game started down in the wonderful island of Jamaica. So I think we're going to just jump right into it today.
Let's do.
So we have just established a 10 commandments of Tonger, which we're going to share with the world. And by the world, I mean like the 8 people who are watching, and then
the world
who will be watching, and then the 8 million who are going to be watching presently, because time is just a construct.
Time is a construct, and the cosmos is already full of Tongerian fans who are just rabid for more content. And so we are here to give it to them.
You know how we do it. See ya. What's up? See ya next.
Hello, friend. Hello. And please and thank you with more of the all caps and lots of exclamation points. Oh, I love it so very much.
I love it too. This is fantastic. So I think we're going to jump right into it. Tonger commandment number 1, thou shalt take the name of Tonger in vain whenever thou damn well feels like it.
Okay. Fair warning to everyone watching. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I'm channeling my dad a lot lately. And so there's going to be some really awful, lame dad humor that escapes my mouth and there's nothing I can do about it. That being said, ways to take the Tonger name in vain. This was something that I had to come up with. My favorite is what in Tong Nation? Like what in Tar Nation? Again.
But what in Tong Nation? What in Tong Nation?
What in Tong Nation is this? You have to say it with some kind of ridiculous accent because it just makes it better.
Well, then I'm going to do it as Joey the Mets fan.
Ooh, yes.
What in Tong Nation is this? What is the Tong Nation? Yeah, you're talking to me here about the Tong. I got a pair of tongs over here. I'm doing this with the Tong. I don't know what's going on over here.
Damn it. Get on board with our stuff, Tong. Damn it. Joey the Mets fan. Get your stuff together.
Do it. It's always time. C is a fan of the dad jokes. She knows.
Yes. And we also need Tonger Dash because I love Balderdash as just a fun word. So taking that's another one to take Tonger in vain. Tonger Dash.
That is a good word, isn't it?
I love balderdash. It's like haberdashery. It's just one of those words that's ridiculous and fun to say.
I'm a fan of it.
I am a fan of once upon a time in a land far, far away, not so very far away because linear time isn't real, but I worked at a post office. And I don't remember what country it was that like designated that you were not allowed to ship haberdashery to their country. And I remember having to, at the time that I was working this job, look up what the hell haberdashery meant. And I was like, oh, okay, we can't, anything made by a haberdasher. So, okay, we've got nobody who is in Alice in Wonderland is allowed to ship things to whatever that country was. I can't remember, but there it is.
There it is. Haley, question for you.
I have an answer. Okay? Let's see if they match.
Is it cool if we have a That's What He Said interlude right now?
That's What He Said interlude? I can't wait to tell me more about this. I can get behind. Listen, you can get right in line and throw your tongue or Pluto's at the target. Oh, also, BTW, interjection. The tongue or balls, now referred to as Pluto's, because I personally am tired of poor Pluto being deemed not a planet, deemed a planet, deemed not a planet. Pluto is officially a part of the Tongerverse, and that is what we are throwing at the target, our little Plutos.
And we're going to solve that over a wrestling match between two intergalactic figures who are just blood rivals of each other, which is the greatest Tonger Aryan feud in the entire universe. Now, speaking of Expo, so we said we were gonna bring up the whole Expo situation here, right?
Yes, okay. Do please. Explain, say more.
Here we go. So we have Tonger rule number two, the second commandment of Tonger, thou shalt Tonger crash Expo floors while playing party men to sanctify the holy name of Tonger.
And you will absolutely, they're not going to be flinging paint. They're going to have silly string. You attack everyone with silly string. Oh, I haven't seen or played with silly string in the longest of times. I must go to Walmart and, oh, please tell me they still make such things. Silly string is still a thing, isn't it?
Walmart's a pretty silly place, so I'm assuming they have some silly string.
Oh, they better. I got kicked out of a Walmart one time.
That is an impressive feat. I mean, there's a space shuttle launch, and then it's getting kicked out of Walmart. And frankly, like, there's the launch, and then there's getting kicked out of Walmart.
I got
the threshold you have to meet to get kicked out of a Walmart.
I got kicked out of a Walmart for being too much fun. And I'm going to tell you, I was the only stone cold sober one in the situation. And that was the problem, I'm going to say. Because me, College Haley, I, for whatever reason, was always the designated driver. Why was I responsible in my youth? What a silly thing to do. Oh, I tell you, but I was. So to entertain myself with all of my drunk friends, I donned a cowgirl hat from the child's section and had some little toy pistols that lit up and was on a child's bike and was maybe going for the big cage thing full of all the bouncy balls that, sure, okay, fine. I may have looked like I was a part of the drunken throng about to just take down all of the bouncy balls. I understand what it looked like from an outsider's perspective, so I don't blame the person who very nicely asked me to leave. But yes, I
do.
I'll
blame them for the both of us.
Right? I was just trying to have a little bit of fun and be a cowgirl who was on a bike because I had to be sober with people who were not. And if I had to make my own fun, that's just what I was going to do. I got kicked out of a Walmart for being too much fun.
I respect that more than words can possibly put into a sentence. And a lot of people say that Spirit Airlines is the Walmart of the sky. I happen to think that Walmart is a Spirit Airlines of the ground. And I absolutely love that you got kicked out of it. So good on you. And in case we're wondering, Carnival Cruise Lines is the Spirit of the Sea. So
good to know.
Yes. On that note, we're getting to
Thou shalt spread the good news of Tonger to the four corners of Earth and nay, dare we say, the entire cosmos and the land of the DMT machine elves, who I absolutely need to have a conversation with.
I feel like it's been a bit.
I don't know how I get to be a part of a psychedelics like study or something where I just get like intravenous DMT for 6 hours, because I need to sit down with the DMT machine elves and we need to work out how they can broadcast our Tonger podcast from every singularity of every black hole in the universe so that we can spread Tonger throughout the cosmos. So I don't know who needs to do that to make that happen, but please and thank you, everyone Joe listening. Joe Rogan, what's up, bro? Let's do that. Would I ever just love the opportunity to go talk to the DMT elves with Joe Rogan. Let's do this. Joe Rogan and Graham Hancock, it would be great.
A little interlude, just a little shout out to Joe, because there are now, I believe there's 1.8 billion people in the world who are currently doing intermittent fasting this month. Now, some say it is an ancient tradition, but Joe Rogan has taken credit because his show has talked about intermittent fasting. Therefore, 1.8 billion Muslims the world over are now intermittent fasting for Ramadan because Joe Rogan had a guest on a show a month ago to talk about it. That's a hell of an accomplishment. Congratulations.
That is a hell of an accomplishment.
Very well done. I don't follow the news before last month, so I think it just started. So well done. Well done on that.
Well now done to you. And you know what? I'm going to start some conspiracy theories about which aliens helped you to accomplish that feat. You don't get to take all the credit, Joe Rogan. I know that there were some reptilians behind your little scheme. I know what you're doing in the quantum multiverse. Don't think I don't have my own spies watching you. I absolutely do.
I respect it because somebody has to. There's some stuff going on in that studio we won't talk about on this show. Listen, but perhaps on the next episode.
If Frankie wasn't out there watching it and keeping things safe in this world, if Frankie and Diana were not playing the characters of Empty and Trash, who are the Tango and Cash characters I have in my head. Oh, Lord Almighty, did I just age myself with Tango and Cash. Let's please skip ahead. Oh, no.
I love the name Empty and Trash because those are two names you never hear together on a New York City sidewalk. So we'll just...
offense to your hometown, but yeah, that's true.
Offense to my hometown.
As a tourist, can we do something about that, New York? Like, come on now. Kinky Boots on Broadway deserves a little less trash in the street. Come on.
A little bit less. Maybe, I don't know. I think actually maybe.
Maybe only just. Could you at least bedazzle the trash? Can we at least Letha Frank bedazzle just a little bit the trash to make it a little bit more appealing?
I like that. Here's what
somebody
we're
somewhere in New York needs to run around and glitter bomb all the trash. Don't do the whatever upsets the pollutionary people who get upset because it's plastic. Out on the back end, somebody.
We don't do that. What we're doing is we're going to bring in a little conversation we had backstage to this. We're going to find the Marissa Tomei purple dress from
please.
My cousin Vinny, and we are going to deck out the New York City trash bags with it, top to bottom, inside and out. What do you say?
Oh my Lord, that would make me just the happiest ever in the multiverse. Can we please? Marissa Tomei in that purple dress. Beautiful, sexy, iconic. I cannot say enough good things. And you know what? Only Marissa Tomei in that purple dress could do anything to improve the trash on the streets of New York.
And perhaps Rosie O'Donnell. But
sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe only from like her 1994 movies.
I was going to say Rosie O'Donnell circa now and then.
Now, see,
that's where it's at. I'm with you. I got it. I got you.
Oh, yeah. And with that, we go to commandment number 4. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's tongue. It's very important.
Objection, Your Honor. Objection. Would like to move to revise.
Chambers.
Chambers, right?
Counselor.
I would like to revise to thou shalt covet, admire, and openly love bomb the splendor and glory of thy neighbor's tongue, because we're going to have some really great merch that we're going to have. There's going to be some bedazzled tongues. There's going to be tongues that are full of rainbows and unicorns and wonderful things. And I think we should all covet each other's tongues. Obviously, keep your hands off people's stuff, right? We can agree to that. Fine. But
can we?
Can we? I mean,
the klepto in me is not loving this. I'll object to that with my tongue.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay, fine. I'm with it.
What do you think? This is mine?
Shame on me for having that mistake. My bad. Those belong to Joey the Mets fan. I knew he was talking about how he thought there were DMT elves in his apartment stealing stuff. And it is you, Jeffrey. If I knew your middle name, I'd say it right now because you're in that much trouble.
He stole my tongs. You know, they were just sitting there doing nothing. They weren't bothering nobody, okay? The tongs are part and parcel of the entire thing, the entire universe. And this guy comes over here, and he grabs the tongs. He runs away. He's running away like the Mets bullpen running away from Shakir in a win. And he comes back to me the other day, and he says, yeah, here, your tongs back. I said, who gave you permission to take them? He says, nobody. But I took them anyways. I'm a kleptomaniac. I said, what's a kleptomaniac? The only maniac I know is my sister-in-law. But anyway,
that was, I love that was, it, Joey. May your tongs never leave your kitchen again. Bless. May bless.
Never. We'll revisit this one then.
But Okay. We'll have some. We'll have to have some feuds go on in the comments. Please and thank you, everyone. Shall we or shall we not be coveting our neighbor's tongs? Please.
What do you think? Shall we or shall we not? Like, drop it in the comments.
Tell us. I mean, listen. This is we're not a patriarchy, oligarchy, any of that. Everyone has the opportunity to give their input. Please and thank you.
Now imagine like democratizing the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. They come down and they're like, objection. I think that guy's life is bomb. Like I'm just saying, like the whole not coveting thing. I don't know.
It's a hard thing. There's some ladies out there that I'm like, I don't go for that team myself personally, but ain't she pretty? I mean, I tell you what, Tiffany Haddish is one of my faves. I'm going to say, I love Tiffany. Like any ladies with just some sass and attitude, that's where I'm with it. It is that Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny. If you have got some attitude, I'm there for it.
I'm a B. Arthur man. Always have been.
As well you should be.
Come on now. Come on. We got Doc Trong in the house. Hello, my dear. I'm so glad you joined us today. This is one of the most wonderful people. Like the most wonderful humans is just here with us. And I'm excited about it.
Well, I must familiarize myself with this human then. Hi, hello, new friend. Let's get together and have some coffee in the Tongerverse. Ooh, we gotta figure out how do we do that? There's some merch that we have to figure out there. How do we distance coffee in the Tongerverse?
Well, I tell you how you don't do it. By disobeying commandment number 5, which is thou shalt not kill the vibe of a Tonger game with third density malarkey. Let's talk
about it. Thou shalt not kill the vibe of a Tonger game ever. First of all, we don't do that. No. But especially not with third density malarkey, although I do love malarkey generally as a word, shenanigans also. But if you have other kinds of shenanigans, if you've got anything like 5D, 7D, shenanigans, malarkey, or any kind of hoodlums, troublesome, whateverness that you have, please come up with more of those for us. Throw those in the comments, as well as ways to take the Tonger name in vain, please.
Absolutely. And there's a reason we put the caveat of third density malarkey, because higher density malarkeys are awesome and we welcome them to every Tonger game, because Tonger in and of itself is a higher vibrational form of malarkey, is it not?
It is. It is its own form of malarkey. what is Tonger if not a shenanigan?
It's a shenanigan.
It is. Shenanigan. It absolutely is.
So for the uninitiated, how would you describe third density malarkey?
How would I describe third density malarkey? Oh, Lord. You know what? Sometimes I kind of wish I had the ability to just materialize my mother, and that's not something that I would generally say. So anything, listen, nobody needs to come in here and be upset about what anybody's tongs looks like. We can covet the tongs. We can love bomb the tongs. But third density malarkey is any kind of judgment of the tongs. We don't do judgy things. We don't do that. We don't do self-criticism either. So for those of you out there who need a little assistance in that realm, we don't do be mean to me either. Nope. Me doesn't be mean to me any more than me bees mean to you. So that would be, I think that is some third density malarkey that we can sort of like, that's what basket that goes in.
Yeah, we leave that at the coat check, and we have the dimensional bouncer. So it's not happening over here. Bouncer,
I love it.
Unless they spring like $5,000 for like the Tonger bottle service, and then they can watch.
Okay, that's
fair. There's a price at every door, and there might be a price at ours too. I'm just saying.
I mean, $5,000, or if you do have a framed photo of Betty White, I mean, we would accept that too.
I do have a framed photo, but it's not a Betty White.
It's not a Betty White. And who do we have? Who have we got in a frame?
It is two villains. From Police Academy 5.
Of course it is. Why would it not be?
Yeah, and the gentleman right here is a very famous actor. and I won't give away his name. You're gonna have to just face Google him, because like that's a name I will not take in vain. I will sanctify this name all the time. And I've been calling him, his name in the movie is Julio. And he was the guy who was trying to knock out Captain Harris with the thing, with the anesthesia. So I've been calling him Uncle Julio, chairman of the Miami Department of Anesthesiology for the past.
I love it. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard definitely needs to be on a Tonger playlist.
Absolutely. So those are the people I hold very near and dear to my heart.
So if anyone has additional photos that you can have framed, also acceptable in lieu of $5,000.
That's right. And we have Jamal in the house. Now, Jamal understands the importance
on
the
a Sunday. On Sunday.
He knows.
What about the 16 commandments on a Wednesday?
We're going to get to that.
How do we feel about that?
That's right. We're live streaming on a Sunday. Damn. All right. Well, I think we botched this from the very beginning.
No, whatever. Tonger is the new congregation that everybody wants to be a part of. And Sunday is the perfect day for it.
Absolutely. Now, this one may not be very popular with some people, but listen, when it's divinely channeled, it is what it is, and I can't push back on it. Thou shalt commit adultery with multiple Tonger leagues and clubs.
We did have a little bit of this conversation, though. As long as you are a different persona on the other team, then you can hop around.
Yeah, that's right.
Go.
No. I insist.
No, I don't. Oh, don't start an insistence game with me. You think you can win that game? Oh, I don't think so.
Probably not. That's why I'm just going to go, because we can get the insistence game for the next hour and a half and we'll just lose everybody. So, okay. As we well know, my Tonger moniker is Florida Man. And I can only be Florida Man in this Tonger league. I cannot be Florida Man in another Tonger league, because that would be an act of unfaithfulness on my part. And I will be struck down for that. And that,
because you have to be in the Florida Man timeline.
That's right.
And if you're going to hop teams, really, you're always hopping timeline. So you have to shift your persona because you're hopping timeline. Right? So that's fix it, Jesus. Fix Jesus it. Is here with us.
Fix
and
it.
And he's got multiple personas that he's playing on several different Tonger teams, actually, too, because he's really enjoying it.
I mean, if you cannot be saved through the word, And the word that travels through the skin, what are you doing? What are you even doing? I mean, sir, I'm being dead serious.
Be more serious. Stop that. We don't do seriousness in Tonger. I will come through that screen.
I was waiting. I was waiting. But there's one. We can all get behind this one. Honor thy fellow
Tongarian. We all can get behind this one because we all came to this lovely human experience as Tongarian fam just for the fun and the experience and the joy of it. And so we honor that in all of our Tongarian family members. Yes, we do.
As we do. And this is one too. Of course, there's going to be, how shall we say, third density pushback on this, but do you care?
I don't actually. The third density. Well, I won't. I will keep my more colorful language to myself and for backstage, just for the sake of not getting us canceled.
I respect it. Thou shalt bear false witness of Tonger scores if thou so.
Oh yes, you absolutely shall. And also another little rule. Okay, if you throw the Tonger Pluto at the target and you land on a white line, right, and there's any kind of argument as to which number you are closer to, you always, always, always get the higher score. Whatever one it is.
Paradoxically hurts you because you cannot win with a higher score, but you can't win with a lower score either. That's the paradox.
But you also can't lose when you play Tonger. Right. So, I mean, it's okay ultimately, right?
It is. That's
the end of the
part.
Day, you can't lose. So
it's impossible to lose.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. So bearing it's false witness of Tonger scores is encouraged.
It's highly encouraged. Sorry, this is maybe a bit tangential, but you know, adjacent to the conversation is always where my brain likes to live, right? We know this. I like to think sometimes, why did my brain do this? I like to think sometimes about the fact that Doc Holliday was a dentist. And here's why.
Go on.
Because in the Wild West, we would all assume, and if you haven't watched Tombstone out there, people, what are you doing with your life? Go, like, right after this immediately. Please go find it and watch it. But I like to think that even in the Wild West, when everything was just lawlessness and chaos, we still had dentistry. So we're not ever screwing it up as much as we think we are, humans. That's the point that I'm trying to make. And so that is why I always bear false witness of the Tonger scores, because you're never making as big a mess as you think you are.
So you're telling me we had dentistry in the 19th century United States, but we still can't get it in the 21st century United Kingdom?
Well, I mean, listen, that's a whole other, across the pond is not my wheelhouse. That's above my pay grade, okay? In the quantum multiverse, that is just outside of my authority. So sorry, all you in the UK. Apologies. Please get into the comments and get very upset with us about it.
Help the algo. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, and where's our AI programmer friends? Let's get on this.
I think the AI would be very much in favor of this one. Commandment number 9, thou shalt not steal the last of the chips at a Tonger match.
Question. Define steal.
Define steal,
klepto.
Okay, I'll tell you. I come from authority on this.
Okay, we're not allowed to steal.
You cannot remove it from the Tonger playing area.
Okay, like
The chips are a Tongarian phenomenon. You can't just take the chips and like go down the street to like a barbershop.
Okay. What this means to me as Frankie is that I need to sit on top of the snack table and eat the last of the chips in just full view of everyone, right? And I'm going to double dip because you can't stop me.
This is for Frankie. This rule is legitimately only for Frankie.
I love it. You know what? I'm not stealing nothing. I'm going to sit right here in the open and eat it right in front of you. And if you don't like it, you better get over here and just have some. I'll share.
That's it.
I'm not like that. I'll share.
I hope so. I really do. I think this is the most important one. Everything hinges on this rule. If we break this.
Let me tell you what. I mean, I come from the Midwest. We feed people. It's what we do. Like, come and visit. We'll feed you.
Hot dish.
Hot dish and casserole and all kinds of Niffla soup. I mean, let me tell you what, if you are here more than an hour and you don't need a nap, something's gone wrong.
Do they actually make hot dish out there? I've only heard about this in legend.
What? Of course, hot dish and casserole. Oh, Lord. And bars, lemon bars and strawberry rhubarb bars and all the, oh, my Lord, my stepmom, Cindy, is just going to have a fit when I tell her that people over on the East Coast don't understand Midwest cooking. She may have to crash a Tonger tournament somewhere just to show y'all what real food is.
Well, I think we're going to have a Tonger cook-off at the first ever World Tonger Championships on July 7th in beautiful Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Excited. Oh my gosh, can we please, because this is something that also has been on my mind. Sorry, again, pinball machine of my brain. We're just going to follow it because that's what we do. Stream of consciousness. There has to be at this cookout. There's got to be a recipe somewhere for such a thing because my brain said that I needed a pineapple cinnamon barbecue sauce on beef ribs.
Comment section.
Yeah, tell me about it. Because, like, you know when you go to, like, a Brazilian grill and they have, like, the hot pineapple with, like, the cinnamon and brown sugar on it? I need that flavor in a barbecue sauce on ribs. Universe, make it happen.
I feel like that would go over well in Kansas City because they slather everything on ribs. There's nothing they won't put in a sauce. It's, like, 55 ingredients.
Well, but that's, no, listen, because that's just super fun times when you're like a kid playing in your kitchen and you're putting all the different spices in a bowl and mixing it up like you're making a potion because you think you're a witch or a wizard. Oh, that's just good fun. That's just those people knowing the right way to make barbecue sauce. See, yeah. Listen, there she is. Thank you for all the capital letters, my dear friend. I appreciate you.
There's actually a hot sauce about this.
Oh my, please. Oh. Where do I find this? Please and thank you.
Hello.
Oh, look at our Tonger fam coming in here and just saving the day. Oh, I love.
Line it up. Okay, we got it now. Purple Tongue hot sauce.
Oh, that could not be more. Purple Tongue. Look at Tonger and our purple background. Purple Tongue hot sauce. It was meant to be. It was divinely ordained that there should be such a thing as Purple Tongue hot sauce. Oh, my Lord, I must find this now. Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me? I haven't had a Purple Tongue hot sauce since my honeymoon. There you go. It's great.
Love it.
Canadian.
Magnificent. Hello to our Canadian Tonger fam. Oh, I'm just so happy. Oh,
yeah. James and Patrick. God, love you.
Beautiful, wonderful human being. Oh, it's a sign. It is my Darling girl. Oh, thank you for coming into the chat and making my life so much more wondrous than it was before. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So the Soaring Prophets are these two just wonderful Canadians that we know.
Oh, I must know more about this.
They're the best. Yeah. We're not sure if they're like one or two people. We think they might be two, but we also think they might be one. This is yet to be actually established. And I think they're like both at the exact same time. It's really wild.
I love this. Schrodinger's cat. Oh, yes, I love. Yeah. Oh, that's magnificent. Yeah. Can we invite one and or both of them to join? We need sort of like a Masked Singer situation where they're like on screen with us, but you can't see that there's, I don't know, put an animation of the Tonger Fox up there. Oh, that's what we need to do. And we can allow the mystery to like just continue to sit and let the, because we need to start a Tongarian feud in the comments. There are two-ish people. Oh my Lord. I just
love that. There are two-ish people is the best way I could put it. Oh. And the best thing is they owe me a bet, which we made during football season. We were all in this wonderful fantasy football league.
Okay.
Had to drop on them 1 week, and the loser had to feature the winner on their live stream.
Hi, hello, get on that. Oh, go get some intel. Is it two-ish? Is it one-ish? Is it? Oh, go get the intel and bring it back. Got to jump into those.
There's a lot happening. There's a lot going on there.
Oh, honey, let me tell you what about split personalities. I got that in droves. Just wait. Wait for more Tonger podcast. You'll meet more of me. It's going to be fun. This reminds me of
the great line from Patton when he's talking about Rommel, and he said, "You magnificent son of a bitch, I read your book.
Love it.
They know it. And then, of course, finally, we have, and never, that's finally, well, nothing's actually final in Tonger, but episode can get in terms of core content.
Final is an illusion.
It's an illusion. But thou shalt not make any graven images of Tonger targets that will result in a visit from the Secret Service.
I am absolutely going to actively try to break this command.
I know you are. I know you are. This is
the second I read this. I read this and I was like, challenge accepted. I absolutely will. I will get a visit from the Secret Service and I will make them my friends. And they're going to, you know what? I'm going to get a visit from the Secret Service and Franny Lynn is going to convince them to start their own little Tonger team. And she's going to go bop over there and defect for a while and be on the Secret Service Tonger team. It'll be very like artists formerly known as Prince, the artists, the Tongers, Tongarians formerly known as Secret Service.
I love it. Cause I think there's no better outfit for a Tonger game than a straight up thing, like with the earpiece and the glasses and the whole deal and like the whole Men in Black situation.
I would absolutely start a conversation with the Secret Service about the Men in Black and aliens and skiffs. And oh my Lord, I would be the most obnoxious, annoying person about UFO everything in the world. Oh, I would just love it. They would be out of the Tonger tournament so fast. Like, oh my God, I can't listen to her talk anymore. She's insane.
And then they would start their own club when they got back to DC.
They absolutely would.
But they'd be very, out with them.
No, they'd be very Fight Club about it though. You don't talk about it.
I'll be there.
Well, of course you will, because you'll find it. You'll just stumble onto it accidentally. It'll be great.
I just do that around here. Like, I just walk around DC and I just like stumble on secret stuff and I hang out there and I record it and I got a black book of everything that's going down and it's a great time. Most of it, though, is just like back alley bowling tournaments. So it's not as exciting as you would think.
Oh, man. There's no like Satanist rituals or anything.
I didn't say that.
P.S. by the way, that it would be really hilarious. In my heart of hearts, I like to imagine a multiverse where all of the things that were ever like blamed as being satanic rituals were just a bunch of LARPers in the woods having fun with people and just wanting to just freak people out. Because I like that idea just so much that they would do it for the sake of just upsetting people who don't know that it's fake.
Ooh, okay. Have an idea. Have an amendment.
Amendment.
Amendment to a commandment.
Amendment. Okay.
Always wanted to do that. Amendment to a okay. So we're going to come back here to commandment number two, and we have an amendment to commandment two, which is if you're Tonger crashing on the expo floor while playing Party Man, aside from defacing all the art and all the exhibits, which is
it goes silly string.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have a satanic ritual in the middle of it, but it's not a real satanic ritual. You're just trolling the people who are afraid of satanic rituals.
Instead of a pentagram made of salt, you must make it out of Ready Whip.
Absolutely. You do a little dance. You do like a moonwalk around it.
Oh my God. Oh, there's just going to be so much fun. Listen, I like candles. It's good. Oh, we got to have like the trick sparkly candles, the sparkler yes. candles that don't go out. Those are going to be on around all the points of your nice little pentagram that you draw out of whipped cream. And then we are all going to sit around our little pentagram, like in The Burbs, and do the chant that Rick Ducoman was doing. That's what we're going to do. Oh, no. You're chanting, Ray. You're chanting. Once they get in here, it's over, pal.
All hail the great Ray. I mean, yes. At the end of it.
Oh, that's so great. And they have a lovely barbecue scene in The Burbs, too. That's fantastic. I do love conspiracies, please and thank you. Ancient Aliens, let me tell you what. I would love very much to write for Ancient Aliens because I want to just spend all of my time coming up with new and different ways to ask the same rhetorical question. Was it aliens? And was there something more sinister afoot?
Yes.
I feel like that would be the easiest and funnest job in the world to write for Ancient Aliens.
Can we just say yes? Can everything? Yes. What if we just say yes to everything? No matter like what anybody in the comments says, like drop anything in the comments, we'll just say yes.
Drop it in the comments and we will say yes and we will integrate it into the Tongerverse because that's what we do. Because the Tonger multiverse is not exclusionary. It is an inclusive Tongerverse. Everything is welcome.
It is the game of infinite potentiality that builds upon infinite potentiality, which collapses into infinite potentiality, which then expands back out into infinite potentiality.
Oh my gosh. Again, the black holes. I need to just... I have to talk to those DMT machine elves, and I know that they look like spiders, and I know that they've been hanging out in my dreams, and I know that we have a very HP Lovecraftian story to write together. I must have a conversation with them. Love Ancient Aliens, yes. Best show. Please go also watch Ancient Apocalypse, my dear friend, and then let's have some more conversations about it. Like, let's sidebar. You be careful how much you get up into the comments, because Haley will start a podcast with you. She's insane. Let me just... Frankie will like go ahead and just warn everyone in the world. If you get too friendly with Haley, she's going to start a podcast with you.
And Sia is the literal greatest person on earth to start a podcast
with. Oh my Lord.
Podcaster on LinkedIn. You heard that. Sia is the single greatest podcaster on this platform. So if you want to launch a podcast, Sia is who you need to be talking to. How's that for a free plug? You owe me a steak when I get down to Texas.
I think so. And Thea, let me tell you, 100% Giorgio Tsoukalos needs to be on the show because that hair is on purpose. I know it is. It's ridiculous and it's on purpose.
I hope so.
There's no way. Listen, if it isn't, we need to somebody needs to check on him. that is a choice. That hair is a choice. Good for him. Fantastic. It fits. It's on brand. It's perfect.
It is perfect. And he better never wear a hat because
don't. That would be sacrilege. You cannot. Don't cover that insane mess. Why would you? Diet pink. Absolutely. I would love to see that. But do not cover it.
It's not even a hair. It's like a mane.
It's a little bit. It's sort of, it looks like what I might have done to my Barbies when I was a child. I think that's where that's at.
Well put. Well put. And on that wonderful note, so we can wrap the show up in a time where it can be sent and downloaded and restreamed and updated without having any issues with WeTransfer, what would you like to leave these wonderful people with today?
I would just like to leave you with so much love and appreciation. I'm so glad you joined us for this little Tonger congregation gathering that we have had this Sunday. And we do hope to have more of these at any particular time because... My dear Tongerian friends, we do love you so much.
We do. And for all watching, no, none of these shows will ever actually be scheduled. Every single one of these will be a pop-up in perpetuity.
In perpetuity, because Haley is a Sagittarius and rules don't go. Do not go not with good. Sagittarians. We don't do that.
And we don't do Sagittarians on this show. And I didn't know she was a Sagittarius until just now. So
guess what? That's how we do. We infiltrate. And you did. There's nothing you can do about it once we're here. We're here forever.
Okay.
Can't get rid of
this
us.
This is where the dust off comes in. Okay. I keep the dust off for just such an occasion, just in case Sagittarius shows up.
Go ahead and try. It ain't gonna work. Let me tell you what. You think I'm not gonna learn to bilocate just so that I can come over here and come over and I will steal that. When that's missing from your desk tomorrow, just know it's in South Dakota.
I just realized something. The reason it didn't work on you is because you're out in South Dakota. I'm here in Virginia. And the prevailing winds go west to east. this just blew right back in my damn face. So,
well, you know what? It was always going to, because that's how Frankie knows. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Weekly for sure. You kidding me?
Listen, yeah. Yes, because how dare you think that we would spend less time with you than a week, every week. See ya, my darling.
Maybe a week where we do like four of them. So.
Oh, please and thank you, universe. If you would give me the time, I would do one every single day. Every single day, just so I could talk to all my wonderful Tongarian family. Yes, I would.
Hey, are you kidding? I would do one every single day, too.
Right? He absolutely would.
And he will be a regular guest on the show moving forward, I think, by
popular demand. Oh, so excited. By popular demand, yes, very good. And now I am going to have to go back and watch some old school Rodney Dangerfield movies, because that must be why my dad is coming through lately. He wants me to go watch some of those old movies. I'll get right on that for the next episode.
Right on top of that, Rose.
That's right.
And on that note, we love you guys.
Mwah! Much love, friends.
Thanks again for joining us, Tongarian friends and neighbors. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and start your own Tonger team feuds in the comments. Check out the links in the description to find more ways you can support the Tongarian Empire. And until next time, stay wild and fun, Tongarian fam. We will catch you in another now.